He's had songs written about him without asking for it.
Pasquantino, I want it. Now it's time for Pasquantino.
Mythological creatures and sandwiches have been named after him.
Beefy and Italian.
And he also thought the Davante Adams trade was going to save the Jets.
Jets.
Welcome back to the show, our Vin FL Insider, Vinny Pasquantino.
That's right. It's been a little bit, but our Vin FL Insider has returned here in the 2024 season. Vinny, good morning. What's going on, man?
Good morning, guys. You guys are going to Vegas this weekend, and nobody told me. Nobody told me that, so I guess you won't have live insider access in Vegas because nobody told me.
Are you a big Vegas guy? Didn't you guys go there for someone's bachelor party on the team?
Yeah, my bachelor party. Yeah, I mean, Vegas is great in like a 2-3 day span.
Perfect.
Any longer than that's probably a little too much.
Yeah, I think that is accurate. We were there for a week for the Super Bowl, and that was too much. That was a little bit much. But no, we're looking forward to heading out there. I do want to get your perspective on the NFL, but real quick, I think we can get like one baseball thing just out of the way. Just, we were thrilled that you made it back, man, to get to play in the postseason, obviously, after the thumb injury. I imagine the past month or two has just been kind of a crazy ride for you.
Yeah, it's been insane. We put a lot of work in to get back for the playoffs, and we were able to do it, so It was really special to bring Kansas City, you know, playoff baseball again. There's been a lot of playoffs in this town over the past few years, but only on one side of the street. So I'm glad we were able to cross the parking lot a little bit and get some playoff baseball back. We're hopeful for a lot more of that to come in the future. We just got to keep pushing forward.
We obviously want to ask football. How close was Rich Eisen to stealing you as our NFL insider? I felt like he was asking you a lot of football questions, Vinny. It felt like Rich might be playing for you.
Yeah, you never know what could happen in this world, so we'll see. There's still talks being negotiated around. Maybe I go national, you know. I do a regional local show, and then I go national once a week too. We'll see what happens.
I know you were doing a live stream with Brent Rooker for the was it the ALCS or the NLCS the other week, last week?
For the ALCS, yeah, that's right.
Yeah, I knew you guys were doing that. So that is fun to keep an eye on as well, Vinny. Let's talk about your Jets for a second, though. You heard the intro. I don't know if that's actually what you thought or not, but we thought it sounded good. You know that you thought. Did you think Davante Adams was going to save the day?
No, I don't think anybody can currently save the day. And what they need to do is just stack wins because it's all they can do. So 2-5, the season looks bleak. It's not over, but it looks bleak right now. There's just a lot of bad vibes coming out of the Meadowlands right now. And I don't love to see it, but I'm going to be there every step of the way. So I hope it turns around. I've turned it around in Madden to make myself feel better. So in Madden, there's a dynasty being built up in New Jersey. But right now, it looks bleak. Things look bleak. But, you know, hopefully start a one-game winning streak on Sunday against the Patriots.
I guess the frustrating part is, like, Chiefs players in the Chiefs division probably feel the same way. But is it getting to the point as a Jets fan where you're like, the Bills, every time, no matter what they do, they just find some different way to win? Because they've been the second most consistent franchise in the AFC, short of the Chiefs.
Right. Yeah. They are a really good team. And it kind of goes hand in hand, similar with the Chiefs, of if you have a top three quarterback in the world, you're gonna be all right. So it just turns out that the quarterback that's in Kansas City knows how to win a little bit more than the quarterback that's up in Buffalo. So it's definitely special to see. It's tough facing the Bills twice a year, but like you said, there's a bunch of teams in the AFC West that wish they could not have to face the Chiefs two times a year. So it's definitely tough with those games, but I think they're the most fun because they mean a little bit more.
You notoriously said, "Who gives a bleep? We're winning games." Is that how you feel about the people complaining about Patrick Mahomes' stat line?
100%. Who cares about a stat line if the big stat line says 6-0? Isn't that the only thing that matters, especially once you've been paid? So, who cares? 6-0 is 6-0. Anybody complaining about that, in my opinion, is I don't want to call anybody dumb, but I think that's...
No, it is dumb, Vinny. You know, it is dumb. Yeah.
He'll say it for you.
I don't know. There's, If the Chiefs are complaining about something, then every single team in the league are complaining about way more than that. So in this world, we like to complain. I get it. I like doing it too. But 6-0 is 6-0. There's one team that's 6-0. That team is the Kansas City Chiefs. So good for them.
We're talking to our NFL insider, Vinny Pasquantino, here on 96.5 The Fan.
96.5 The Fan.
That's right.
On FM radio.
That's right.
FM
This is the first time we've had you as an insider on FM. I hope you got the massive check in the mail. It comes with a raise for everybody.
Yeah, I haven't seen that yet. I'll keep waiting for I'll just keep waiting.
You can just meet us in Vegas. He'll just give it to you in person, you know?
Yeah.
You got free time. You could just catch a flight on Wednesday. See us on Thursday, you know?
That's perfect.
Yeah. But going back to the Patrick Mahomes a little bit, obviously the stats are down, and yeah, they're winning football games. When you see this offense right now, we've said it almost is, I think, a shot towards fans. They take it as a shot towards fans when we say this, but the Steelers and the Chiefs, man, right now are very similar football teams in the way they're winning.
Except that one team has not lost and the other team can't figure out who their quarterback is. That might be the only difference. But I don't know. I think I disagree.
Well, just the way they're winning. I guess what I'm saying, I think people get, like, obviously Patrick Mahomes, everybody would take him over Russell Wilson. Nobody's debating that. The point, I think, is just that the Chiefs are not putting up 30 plus a game. They're relying heavily on their defense. They're making mistakes still, and yet they just find ways to win because they're well coached. But yes, not to the extreme.
Well, I guess my question to that would be, who is scoring 30 points a game? I know that there's, you know, the Lions are scoring a bunch, and the Saints early in the season scored a bunch of points, but I'd rather just win. Like, it sounds so dumb, I guess, but you know, there's a lot of talk this week about Brock Purdy and who he's throwing to, and this is not to begrudge anybody, but who is Mahomes throwing to?
Right.
I haven't heard anybody really say that. Everybody's going down. You know, you start the season with your guys, and it's not to mean that anybody else aren't your guys, but you trade for Juju you pick up Juju, who got cut by New England, and then he gets hurt this week, and he's kind of expected to be your one this week. Worthy's done a pretty good job. Teams are just shutting Kelsey down right now. And Kareem Hunt is like your best player. So at the end of the day, it's 6-0, so who cares? You find ways to win. I'd rather find ways to win than find ways to lose, because the team that I like, they find ways to lose games. And that hurts bad. So finding ways to win games is way better.
Do you think the AFC West is already over? The Chiefs already won it?
Yes. Yeah, it's over. It's probably the easiest bet in football is that the Chiefs are going to win the AFC West year in and year out.
I mean, it doesn't even seem like it's like, I feel that way about, sadly, your division as well. I'm not going to say the AFC East feels kind of over too.
Yeah. I would agree. I mean, the Jets are probably in the best position other than the Bills to win the division. And the Jets are not in a very good position at all to win the division. So, I would say that the Bills are probably more of a lock than the Chiefs to win their division.
Vinny, on the flip side, on the NFC, you had mentioned the way the Lions are playing. Do you think they're the best team in the NFC?
Yeah, probably. I mean, they played a 5-0 team who I think, I don't know about you guys, but I had the Lions winning that game. I know they won, you know, field goal late, but they were really good. They lost one of their best players, you know, probably a guy who was a front runner for defensive player of the year, but they're a very well-coached team. You could tell that their offense is firing on all cylinders. I mean, I think Jared Goff is probably, you know, up there in MVP talk this year.
The guy, for sure. Like,
he's been really good. So, yeah, I think they're one of the toughest teams to match up with in the NFC right now, just because they do a lot of things really, really well, and they're just really tough. Similar to the Chiefs in that aspect. They're just tough.
How's the fantasy football league looking? I know you got a bunch of your teammates in one of the leagues. I'm sure you've got a couple leagues out there.
Pretty good. I've got one juggernaut team. I've got two teams that absolutely suck. I've got a pretty good team and then another team. So I'm all over the map when it comes to my teams, but at least I got one good one going.
Is that the one with Zach Greinke? Did he stay in the league?
I think he isn't. No, he's not in that league that I'm really good. One of the teams that I'm really bad in, he's in that league.
I'm just remembering when you offered him a trade live on the air, and he responded inside of 10 seconds, no thank you.
Oh, like, yeah, he's locked in at all times.
Like, the idea that he's that – are you that dedicated to your fantasy football team, or is it just like a, yeah, I'll get to it when I get to it?
A little bit of both. If you catch me at the right time, like last night, Kyle Isbell just kept sending me trades, and I kept declining them, declining. It was probably 8 trades in about a minute, and then he finally sent one that I liked, so I just accepted it.
Oh, so it worked.
No conversation. It was just send me trades, and I'll accept or decline.
What was the swap, so we can decide if it's a good one?
I gave Brock Bauer. That's his name, right? Brock?
Brock Bowers, yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry, that was weird. When I said his name, it didn't feel right. I gave Brock Bowers and Cortland Sutton for Kareem Hunt and Evan Ingram.
Do you need running back help, I take it? If that makes sense if you do.
I needed some running back help, and Brock Bowers has been unbelievable. I just don't trust anything that the Raiders are doing quarterback-wise right now. And Evan Ingram, like when he plays, leads the Jags in targets normally. So I'm okay with that.
Okay.
Before we let you go, real quick, we found out a hidden talent of our producer yesterday, which apparently he's produced for us, Drew, for a year, and we just learned he can beatbox. So, one, did you ever do that? And two, what's the hidden talent?
No, I think doing that is really cool. I think – sorry, a little under the weather. Beatboxing is making noises, right?
Yes.
Drew, give a little sample for a second, please.
For Vinny.
Come on.
Okay.
That's music right there. I think beatboxing is pretty good. I think the ability to just like rap on a thought is crazy to me. I don't know how musicians do it. That's probably the coolest special talent in my opinion, because I have no idea how creative people are that they could just rap whatever they want at any given time.
I feel the same way about hitting a 95-mile-per-hour fastball, but that's fair. Yeah. I guess it's a two-way street, you know?
Yeah, you know, hey, things happen, so.
Well, we'll see you in Vegas in a couple days, sounds like, so appreciate it. Thanks for coming on.
Yeah, you'll see me there for sure.
Okay, we'll talk to you next week. There you go.
All right,
that's Vinny Pasquantino, our NFL insider.